Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. It's that time of year when seniors are graduating from high school and hitting the road to find future success. It's often an anxious time for parents who wonder if their teens are prepared for the road ahead, especially during a pandemic. Today we're joined by two school counselors, Secondary Counseling Specialist Stacy Worthen and Harriman High School Counselor Jeffrey Cox, are here to tell us what parents and students should be doing now as their post-high school journey begins. This is an extraordinary circumstance we find ourselves in with the school closure, and we're just looking for some advice and ideas for parents on how to prepare students for that next step. And it's an extraordinary circumstance, like I said, because kids went to school one day, that night found out they weren't coming back, and their next school experience is going to be college. So it's a big leap, and I'm excited to have you both here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Stacy, start off and tell us a little bit, what should parents and seniors be thinking about now if college is the next step for them? And of course, there are lots of great next steps, but if college is the next step, what should they be thinking about and planning for right now?
So right now, parents and students should be planning for working with their college advisor. They should already be working to build their schedule for fall. Then they also are probably on hold because they have to complete an orientation process. Now, with this new situation, our new reality, that orientation is going to look different. So they need to make sure that they're in contact with their college advisor so that they understand that new admission process, so that their classes are taken off hold because they've completed their orientation. And they should also be finalizing their FAFSA, making sure that they have completed the FAFSA, that the FAFSA has sent information to their school that they're attending, double check that financial aid with their financial aid advisor to make sure that everything is ready to go, that they understand whether or not they want to accept their student loans or their Pell Grants, making sure that that whole process has been completed properly. And then housing. They need to consider housing. Where are they going to live? Have they already figured that out? Have they put their deposits down? Just making sure that everything is finalized and that they're making sure that they're checking those boxes to make their transition to university or college smoother.
If someone is behind, everyone has had a big impact on their lives from school dismissal. Lots of family circumstances have changed. Let's say that someone was hoping to go to college in the fall, but didn't get things taken care of yet. They haven't applied. Is there still a chance for them to make that happen?
Of course. I mean, the biggest thing is if you haven't done anything yet, make sure you start today, right? Maybe your hope was to go to a big university and that was one of your dreams, but maybe not is the reality now. You know, you can always go to an amazing school like SLIC or Snow College, or, you know, the schools that kind of have more of the open enrollment, do great there. And then when the time comes, potentially transfer to a bigger university if that was your dream to go to, you know, the BYUs and Utahs and Utah States. So, yeah, definitely if there hasn't been anything done yet, you know, once again, reach out to your high school counselor and say, hey, here's my hope. Here's, you know, what I'm wanting to do. How can we make that happen? Because we're still, you know, actively involved with every one of our seniors. So if there's something that a high school counselor can do for you, definitely reach out to them so we can get you pointed in the right direction for sure.
I would echo those sentiments because, you know, a lot of times that application process can be a little overwhelming, especially if you're a first generation college student or your parents have, like, you know, they don't speak English. Like, there's a lot of different situations, but, you know, an application to SLIC takes 10 minutes. And if you're on a Zoom call with your school counselor, you can share your screen and they can walk you through that application process. The FAFSA application process can be a little bit overwhelming as well. But, you know, that's what we're here for. We want them to be successful. It's never too late. It's never too late to go to college or university. It's never too late to actually reach out to your school counselor and say, hey, I didn't think about this. And now that I'm here, I'm thinking about it. What can we do? What are some things that we can actually do to get me to college? And absolutely, we can do it. We've been there, done that. We're happy to help. We love kids. We want them to move forward and transition to university or college and have the best experience possible.
Well, that's really important for me to emphasize. 10-minute application to SLIC. And like Jeff said, start today. Mm-hmm. If you had plans and you haven't followed through, don't give up. Dive in. Get the help of a school counselor. That's why they're here. And you can get a lot done a lot faster than you might think. Can the two of you tell us a little bit more about FAFSA for those who may not be familiar with what that involves? And as you said, it can be complicated, but can you just give us a basic rundown of what that means and what it means for families?
So the FAFSA is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. And essentially, it's a way for families to put in their information. There's some financial information that goes into it as well. They get a score, and that goes off to the university or college that they're interested in, and they see kind of how much money they could potentially be eligible for. So every college will be a little bit different on what they offer, but almost every college wants you to fill out the FAFSA so they know kind of what you're eligible for, what they need to step in at that point and help provide as well. So that FAFSA document is kind of the initial document to get the, how much money could you earn in Pell Grants, or if you have to take out loans, what that looks like for you. But just kind of helps get that process started as far as what is my financial situation going to look like when I'm entering college, and what is going to be provided for me, and what do I have to make up myself, and kind of get that process going.
Who should fill out a FAFSA application?
Every student should fill out a FAFSA, because there are a lot of factors that go into it. It's kind of a misconception that if parents may make a lot of money, that there's no reason to fill out the FAFSA form. But like I said, almost every college expects you to and wants you to, just so they kind of know, here's what you're eligible for. Here's kind of where we need to step in to give you X amount of dollars to make it work here at our university as well.
Yeah, a lot of times they look at the FAFSA completion and they're aware of scholarships that they don't generally put out there. And so as they're looking at your FAFSA scores, they might see, okay, yeah, the family does make quite a bit, but this is a good, really good solid student. And so they might be able to offer a different scholarship or be aware of a scholarship that they can help contribute so that the student can not have to pay as much, or to help that family out, help the student's financial situation. So it's really important to fill out the FAFSA. It does take, 20, 30 minutes, and it can be somewhat overwhelming. Once again, reach out to your school counselor. We've done those multiple times. We're happy to help. Or we can also help you reach out to USHE or the Utah Higher Ed, and they have people that can help support you as well.
What are the deadlines for submitting a FAFSA application?
So FAFSA opened up October 1st of 2019, but you can continue to fill that out up until, even if you decide to go spring semester to university or college, you can still fill that out and complete the FAFSA.
In other words, you should fill it out if you haven't, regardless of whether you're going to college in the fall or later.
Absolutely.
So if you have a junior, what is the timeline for the year to come? This is in plenty of time for everything to be planned during a senior year. What should parents be thinking of that way?
October is definitely the time to get started. A lot of times, I know at Harriman High School, we have where we go into the classrooms with our seniors who are like current juniors, next year's seniors, and we talk about upcoming dates that they have. So we'll give them papers where they get information on the FAFSA form, they get information about deadlines for each university, and just kind of give them here's the information that you're going to need if you're looking to go to college for this current school year. And a lot of those will start in October. I know this year BYU and University of Utah was November 1st was their deadline, which is extremely early from what it has been in the past. So students need to get on, fill out the Common App, which can be a timely process, and get all that in by November 1st to meet priority deadline. So October is definitely time to get it started. Kind of like Stacy said, it's not the deadline October 1st when it releases. If you fill it out later, that's fine. But the sooner you can get all that information in and get stuff going, the better it's going to work out for you.
So if folks don't have things filled out yet, there's still time. You can apply to SLIC. You can still fill out the FAFSA form. You still want to be in contact with your high school counselor about possible scholarships. And some deadlines have been pushed to June 1st. But if you're looking ahead to being a senior in high school next year, you want to think about September and October as the ideal dates that you're looking to apply so that you can meet those early deadlines and have everything lined up in plenty of time.
Absolutely. And I think that that's a common misconception with parents is that they think that they have a lot of time during that senior year to talk to their senior and talk to them about where it is that they want to go, you know, and now is the time. Now is the time to talk to your juniors and start, you know, start that conversation. Where do you think that you would like to attend college? Would you like to go on a tour? Let's go look at the campus. Let's schedule a tour at the University of Utah, Utah State, BYU. Because once you step on that campus, your student really starts to get a feel for, is this a really good fit for me? And then also start talking about what are some ideas for what you want to be? Like, what degree do you want to start pursuing? Because if you want to be a surgeon and you want to go to BYU, that's really not going to work out for you, because they don't offer that program. And so it's really good for you to start having those discussions, scheduling college tours, you know, and really saying, okay, well, as of October, we're going to start working with deadlines and filling out those admissions applications. And Jeff is right. The Common App is a little bit time consuming, and you really want to represent yourself as well as you can to those colleges and universities. And also start thinking about who you can ask for letters of recommendation, because that takes a little time as well. And so you want to make sure you're giving those people a little bit of a heads up so that they can start thinking about what they would write, who you would ask, like, are there specific teachers, counselors? Counselors are inundated in the month of November for letters of recommendation. It would be nice to maybe get asked, you know, like in September.
Hey, they can ask right now. If you're listening to the Supercast and you'd like a letter of recommendation, shoot your counselor an email right now.
Absolutely. Because we do get a lot of last minute, and it, you know, you never know what those people are doing with their life, you know, what's going on in their lives. And so you want to give them enough time to really do you justice and write a really good letter of recommendation.
Stay with us. When we come back, find out if there are changes to the college application process due to the pandemic.
Do you want to know what's going on in Jordan School District? Get updates on the latest information that could impact you and your child, or just find an uplifting story about the good things happening in schools throughout the district. Check out our website at jordandistrict.org or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Let's connect at Jordan District.
Welcome back. We're here again with secondary counseling specialist Stacy Worthen and Harriman High School counselor Jeffrey Cox with some advice for students and parents as graduates try to navigate the road after high school, especially for those headed to college during the pandemic. I've heard that some universities across the country are delaying their start dates, or they're planning on online courses for fall semester. They've changed their orientation. Are you aware of changes that are occurring at in-state schools?
I'm not aware of any at this current time. I'm sure they will be releasing soon if there are going to be changes, but as I've heard, everything's kind of on a wait and see. But yeah, you know, all the deadlines and normal dates where you'd go back, it may change, you know, with the orientations, they may alter how they do that. But I think for each college, they want to keep things as normal as possible as they can. And, you know, as things change on a daily basis, I think they've kind of held off a little bit to make any big announcements, but I'm sure they will be coming up here in the short term.
I would keep an eye on University of Utah. They're generally at the forefront of making changes. And I do know that my daughter is saying that more and more of her classes as she was registering for her fall semester were looking to be online. And so if I were you, I would absolutely reach out to your admissions counselor. One mistake that I made with my daughter when she went to UVU was that we didn't understand that they put a hold on you even being able to register for your classes until you attended orientation. And she waited until middle of summer to sign up for an orientation. And so, you know, she had a hard time finding classes. So make sure that you sign up early for those orientation opportunities. The earlier you can do those, the better, so that they don't put holds on your classes, so that you can actually register for classes and get the classes that you really want, get the schedule that you want. But I would see, I would probably assume that there are going to be more online options at colleges and universities as we're trying to transition back. But once again, I would contact your college admissions advisor immediately.
You mentioned taking a tour, and I found personally that my oldest son really benefited from touring Utah State. He had imagined he wanted to go there. His grandpa went there. And when he went up there and visited, it just kind of fit. He could tell that that's where he wanted to be. Do you find that's what happens? And how would parents arrange for a visit to a campus?
Yeah, I think college tours are huge for the students to see themselves there. You know, they got to see themselves there for the next 4 years. They're going to go up, see the campus, and kind of see what it all entails. And it's either going to feel like home or it's not. You know, if you want to take a tour on your own, you just have to reach out to the college, and they have tours, you know, all the time. Like I said, things might change with what we're in right now, but some of the high schools will set up tours as well. So it just kind of depends on where you want to go, and you can either set up yourself through the college, or the high schools maybe taking a tour to them as well.
Yeah, a lot of our high school counselors, they actually set up high school tours. I know Copper Hills, they go usually once or twice a month to, I think that they usually hit almost every single university and college in the state of Utah. So you just make sure that you're listening to announcements, that you're talking to your counselors, so that, you know, you're hearing about those opportunities to tour. But absolutely call the university or college, because they have ambassadors that will meet with you, and then they will take you on tours, and you can ask them any questions. They'll be honest and open with you about, you know, even the smallest question or concern that you might have. And they're really fun. The tours are really fun. But I'm a firm believer of, once you set foot on the right campus, you're going to know, like, this is the place. This is the place that I want to go.
I think that's true. I think once you visit, you really get a sense for whether that's the place for you. And I was an ambassador for Weber State University back in the 1900s. And it was a fun experience for me, and it was rewarding to help students who were just considering Weber State, or who were new to Weber State. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, hear about the support systems in place to make your student feel safe in a college setting.
I'm Stephen Hall, Director of Jordan Education Foundation. In today's challenging and uncertain times, it is more important than ever before to support one another. Here at the Jordan Education Foundation, we invite you to join us in making sure children are not going hungry. Your $10 donation to the foundation will help us feed one student for a weekend, when food and meals may be very scarce for some. With food and hygiene supplies in the principal's pantries at Jordan school districts being depleted, and in higher demand than ever before, every financial contribution made will help us to keep the pantries filled for students who would otherwise go without. The Jordan Education Foundation exists due to the generosity of people who care about kids. If you would like to donate to help children from going hungry, please visit jordaneducationfoundation.org or contact the foundation at 801-567-8125. Thank you. Together we can make a difference.
We're here again with Stacy Worthen and Jeffrey Cox to talk about support systems in place at colleges where your kids may be headed. Students are used to a high level of support at the high school level. I know our counselors do a great job of connecting to students and helping them through college applications, what their next step is after high school, or just getting through high school and graduating. I get the sense that there are more resources than ever, including mental health and wellness resources on campus for students. And you mentioned this a few different times. I think the underlying advice is ask for help, get help, and there's going to be help on the college campus as well.
Yes, colleges and universities absolutely are doing everything that they can to put supports in place. They understand that, you know, you're going to need physical support when you have accidents or when you get hurt. There's clinics on campus that you can go to. But mental health supports are also put into place now. So they do have access for you to get mental health support as a university student.
One of you mentioned earlier common mistakes that students make going into college. Can you tell me about some of the common misconceptions or mistakes, and let's dispel those notions?
So one big misconception is kind of what we talked about earlier is that they're on their own now, right? They're moving away from home, usually from mom and dad. They're moving into their own dorm room, but there's supports in place to help them. And, you know, from academic standpoint, they have academic advisors. They have people that can help you with the money standpoint at the scholarship office. They've got, you know, writing centers. They have tutors. And, you know, just to know there's a lot of support there. And, you know, especially at the colleges, they've got a lot of fun stuff as well, right? A lot of, students might think, I go to college, I go to class, I go home and study, and then I go to sleep. I get up and do the next thing that next day. But there's so much to do on the college campus. So much fun stuff to do. I've been impressed on the college tours that we've taken, the amount of money and time that the colleges have put in to entertain the students, right? There's rock walls, there's student centers with state-of-the-art gyms, and you know, there's prayer rooms, there's video game rooms, there's places where you can go if you just need to take a break. So just know that when you go to college, this is going to be an amazing time of your life. You're going to get to study something that you love and be passionate about, and kind of set you in that next step. But just know that it's hard work, but there are people there to support you along the way, and just make sure you don't give up. And when it gets hard, reach out for those supports that the colleges have in place for you to get you through those tough times to reach that end goal of, you know, a degree that gets you into a job that you want or a profession that you want and the life that you want to live.
So another common misconception is that it's okay to not at least have some kind of an idea of what degree you're looking for. You need to at least have a couple of ideas and look at what that degree entails, because there are a lot of times that you need to take a specific math for a specific degree. And so if you've gone your first 2 years working on generals and you've missed that specific math or those specific classes that are required for you to get into that program, you might end up having to take some additional classes that summer so that they can allow you to get into that degree program. So you just want to make sure, like, you don't have to have a firm decision at this point, but you do want to have kind of an overall general idea of what degree are you looking at and what are some of those classes that might be required for you to get accepted into that degree program.
Yeah, it's a balance between being open to new ideas, but also having a starting point and a direction that you're at least headed in to begin with. Like you said, there are prerequisites that will sneak up on you otherwise. And a lot of times you can take one class that meets two requirements if you plan things out accordingly. So that makes a lot of sense to me. What advice would you give to parents who want to help their child begin to form ideas about what they'd like to study and what they might ultimately want to get their degree in?
You know, as you're, for our current seniors going into college, if you're not quite sure what you're doing or want to do, I think kind of take those general classes that you know you're going to have, and then maybe take some other classes that you may be interested in, right? And kind of see what's out there for you, what classes could be, you know, ones that you enjoy. One thing I did that I thought was huge was did some internships in the summertime when I had time to, you know, to go around. So I would, you know, be interested in a topic. I would see if I could go put in a few hours with people that did that. I learned really quick some that I didn't want to do, And, you know, but it was just a great experience to kind of see, here's what I'm thinking about, here's what I might want to do, and then kind of doing a few things to see if that was the direction I want to go. And, you know, you might pursue it a little bit, realize it's not for you, or decide that it is and keep going. So I think just, you know, take those general classes, you know, you're going to have English 10-10, English 20-20, all those type of classes. But then, you know, kind of mix in classes that you may or may not be interested in to see if that's the direction you want to go.
And I would add to, if parents pay attention to this Supercast, what they need to do is encourage their children from ninth grade up to take those classes in the CTE areas, because if they're interested in automotive, we have auto classes. That's a free opportunity for you to figure out, yeah, I really love working on cars, and so that might be a great career. And if that's the case, then Jordan District has a JTC diesel program that you can earn certifications in, and it's a really exciting opportunity. If another student is, you know, interested in the medical field, you know, we have those opportunities. You can take those classes, you can earn those certificates in the JTCs, and really, that now is the time. Like, those are free opportunities for you to figure out, yeah, I love this, or you know what, this really isn't what I thought it was going to be. And you're not out any money. You've earned your high school credit. It goes towards graduation, but you know, in college, this degree isn't something that I want to look at. And the JTC programs, there are so many new opportunities that are available for kids. And in the middle school and high school, Jordan District does such a great job of offering so many different classes for students to allow them to get into those career and technical areas to see if this is going to be a good fit. And if it's a great experience, great, then you can continue to move forward because they do have those opportunities. Or, you know, if not, then here's another opportunity for you to try. And it's exciting and it's fun. And, you know, you might learn some things about yourself that you didn't even know. You know, maybe you really do want to be a chef. And we do have that program available for our students.
You're right. We have a lot of great CTE classes that can give kids experience in an area. And I've interviewed a number of CTE teachers, especially at our academies for the Supercast. And each time they have said, this is a great class for kids who know they want to do this. And it's a great class because sometimes kids realize they don't want anything to do with this as a profession. But it's a valuable lesson to go into the class and say, hey, I was interested in this. I like the class, but I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. The earlier you can get experiences in areas where you think you might be interested, the better, because then you can adjust your path accordingly. Well, this is great advice. Any parting thoughts for parents and students?
I think for our seniors that are going out, you know, we've really enjoyed working with them, and we wish them nothing but the best. And, you know, in this current time, until they get to college, kind of you stated earlier, reach out to your school counselor, let us know how we can help and support you to that next level. And then to that, you know, our current high schoolers and middle schoolers, kind of like Stacy said before, use this time to figure out what you enjoy, right? Find your passion, find that topic that you know you want to be involved with. And then as time goes on and you get to college, you kind of already know what your passion is, whether it's, you know, I want to work with people. That's all I know. After I got out of high school, what does that look like? Or I have a very specific skill set I want and learned. Here's what I want to do. So just use this time in high school wisely. Take classes that you may not enjoy, because you never know if that's going to lead to something that you enjoy doing. And yeah, just enjoy this time at high school. And our seniors, we love you, and let us know how we can help you down the road.
One thing that I would say to our parents is just to understand that it's going to be hard for you to let go of your senior as they move and transition into being young adults. And it can be sad and it can be lonely, but just know that they're going to be amazing humans because you did such a good job. You impacted them, and you are loving them and supporting them, and just enjoy this experience with them, in supporting them and helping them transition, and just love them.
It's been great talking with you, Stacy Worthen, our secondary counselor specialist and Jeff Cox, counselor at Harriman High School. Thank you both. Stay healthy and safe out there, and we sure appreciate the support you're giving our seniors and their parents.
Yep, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.